Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 71. I'm going to call this Monday Madness number one, More on Dwarven Beards. So far, I've had 7 call-ins from 3 different people on my episode Saturday about Dwarven Beards. I also wrote up a follow-up blog article with some more details and some tables. And this morning I realized I left out some things that I meant to touch on in my blog article, so I've written a second blog article with some more tables, and both articles are linked below. And rather than let this information simmer, I'm ready to respond to all these call-ins tonight. First up, first-time caller Matt Jackson. Welcome, Matt. Let's hear what Matt has to say. One more thing before I get on with the call-ins. If you haven't listened to episode number 69, where this all kicks off, I advise you to listen to that first so this all makes sense in context. And you may want to read my first blog article as well. And you definitely want to read the first blog article before you read the second blog article. And anybody that wants to call in with further comments, I'm very interested to hear them.
Hey, Larry, it's Matt. Hey, I was just listening to your cast about dwarven beards, and an idea occurred to me. I recently read a young adult science fiction novel that I just can't even remember the name of it now, but there was a race of aliens very much like Wookiees, totally covered in fur, but they're very clan-like. And one of the characters in the story, the main character, saves one of these aliens' life. And what he did is the Wookiee-like race, they trimmed their braid and gave it to the person that rescued them. Later on, other people would recognize that braid, and it was sort of a way of letting people know that they were an honorary member of their tribe or clan. I think they called them tribes. Sorry, I ramble, so this is part two. But anyway, after he is out and about, the main character, with his braid, he had attached it to his belt, and another one of these alien Wookiees recognized the braid and totally treated him different than he had previously when he didn't have the braid on him. So it was kind of neat that, you know, it was like an honorary member of the tribe, and it was a declaration of fellowship. And I don't know, I thought it was kind of a neat idea that they, you know, you saved their life and they cut the braid and gave it to you. It was quite a big thing in their culture. So I could see a dwarven clan doing the same thing, you know. So anyway, I thought I'd just throw that out there, an idea I had, and maybe you can use it. Later, dude.
Thanks for sharing that, Matt. That's a cool idea. I mentioned that in the blog post I'm going to share in the show notes. And I got to thinking about that. The groups that are friendly to dwarves or not at war would tend to have a more positive reception. If a goblin showed up with a dwarven braid on his belt, that may be the last time he ever shows up anywhere. So that'd be a two-edged sword. So that's a cool idea. I'm definitely taking that one. Next up, Ray Otis of Plundergrounds. Ray's got all kinds of things going on. Podcasting, zines, blogs, games, lots of things. And Ray, I'm glad you're on the mend and back to making podcasts. That's quite the accident you had there. So I'm really glad to hear from you. So let's hear what Ray has to say.
Hey, Larry, this is Ray from Plundergrounds. I really enjoyed your last episode on beards and wanted to call in with some different dwarf ideas, which you asked for. This is from page 21 of issue 2 of Plundergrounds, and it's called D8 Dwarf Twists. So it's pretty obvious what's going on here. I've got 8 different takes on dwarves. I'll just read a couple of them. Here's a real short one. Dwarves define nudity as not having on armor. So anytime they don't have on armor, they're embarrassed. Dwarf beards are formed of living hair. That's the one that you kind of mentioned, actually. When feeling angry or threatened, a dwarf's hair poofs up. This makes the dwarf appear larger and more intimidating, but it also makes it difficult for dwarves to hide how they feel. They have gotten used to not even bothering.
Hey, Ray. That's some interesting ideas. The idea of nudity being different for different groups, that makes a lot of sense. That could be quite interesting. And being embarrassed with the nudity and uncomfortable, your hair gets poofy. That would be interesting as well. Why are dwarves all poofy when they're not wearing armor? Well, because they're embarrassed. That's a cool idea. Thanks for sharing that.
This one, I think, is my favorite. As dwarves age, they ossify. They become less flexible, less mobile, and less interested in eating and sleeping. A truly old dwarf may sit for days without even seeming to breathe. Eventually, they pass into stone. The transition from life to death is imperceptible. Thus, the halls of the ancients are places where dwarves speak to statues as if they are alive, because they might be. So all of that was from issue 2 of Plundergrounds, and if I may put in a little plug, if you go to my Patreon and support me for $1 a month, and if you send me a little message saying that you heard this message on Follow Me and Die, I will send you a copy of Kazarak, which is issue 2, for free. So there you go. Good episode, Larry. I can't wait to hear more. Bye.
And Ray, the idea of ossification and living statues, that could be quite interesting to have the statues manage to come to life and defend the dwarven inner sanctum. A different twist on ancestor worship. Very, very interesting. And I don't mind at all you plugging your own stuff there, right? I would encourage anyone to do whatever you can to listen, share, and support my fellow podcasters. Everybody else that shares lots of different ideas, their own take on things. And when you mix it all together, you end up with a broader spectrum and lots of really cool ideas. And next we have Cody M. of No Save For You, and he breaks the mold. 3 call-ins. Take it away, Cody.
Hey, Larry, it's Cody. I was just listening to your bearded episode, and as a man with a beard, I greatly appreciated it. I started growing my beard when I was 19, I think. And I've only shaved it twice since then. But only in the last year and a half or so have I been serious about actually caring for my beard. And I've seen a huge, tremendous turnaround in the way it looks and the way it feels. I was mainly growing mine to just hide my weak chin. But now I grow it because it actually looks really good on my face. So, I use oil and a styling balm, and then I comb it, and it's, you know, softer than the hair on my head. So anyway, I just thought I'd call and let you know I really appreciated it. Thanks. One final thought for me on beards. I can't remember who posted it, but I came across someone's house rule document for, I don't remember which system. It was some BX or BX clone. Where if the dwarves could spend one turn styling and, you know, combing and fixing their beards, and then it would grant them a bonus on reaction rolls. You know, obviously this can be done in a dungeon, but any sort of social environment, they would get a bonus, and I thought that was really cool. And, you know, it's pretty realistic. If I take some time, 10 minutes or so, to fix up my beard, fix my mustache, it can actually look pretty classy. Yeah, maybe that's just some food for thought for you. All right, take it easy, bud.
Hey, Cody, thanks for calling in. And on the beards, yes, I mentioned on my podcast back in the day, I didn't know about all these things that would help your beard be better, and it definitely makes a difference. I wish I had known about it 30 years ago. And as far as dwarves and grooming and getting a bonus, I thought about that and mentioned it in my blog article I'm going to be posting along with this. I'm not sure that the bonus would apply to all creatures, maybe just fellow dwarves, maybe gnomes. I don't know, but that is an interesting idea. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, Larry, it's Cody again. I know I said the last one was my last call-in, but I lied. So I'm going to GaryCon, and I would absolutely love to meet up and hang out, play some games, do whatever. Let's plan to do that. All right, bud, catch you later.
Hey, Cody, that's cool. I'd love to meet everybody that's coming to GaryCon. Let me know, and we can coordinate it. I am running 3 games at GaryCon. I haven't looked to see what days they're going to be, but my scenario, a posse for the school marm, which is a Boot Hill 2nd edition scenario I put together, Amongst the Fungus, a DCC scenario I put together, and the Kiel Experiment, which is the Front, which is a World War II game based on Black Hack by Mark Hunt, and that is a scenario I put together. So I believe I've got 8 slots for each. I'm only running 3 this year because I wanted to be able to do some other stuff. I'm looking forward to the Dreams in Gary's Basement preview of what they've got ready so far. I've been a big fan of that since long before the Kickstarter at my very first GaryCon, GaryCon 8. So if you're going to GaryCon, let me know. Shoot me a message either here on the podcast, through the Discord server, on G+, MeWe, Facebook, and so forth. I'm also planning to bring my card game, and if you want to see what this nebulous thing is that I've mentioned here and there, you'll get your chance, and you'll get credit as a playtester. So now, here's all these ideas, more to think about, and then there's some more ideas I'll be sharing on my blog post that I'll be publishing simultaneously with this episode. So there's a lot here about dwarven beards, and I touch on how this could apply to some other things. So I'm always amazed at how the twists and turns of my imagination end up someplace, and then you mix in some input from other people, and it gets a life of its own. So I'm thinking once I post this and let it sit for a while and based on any other feedback I get, I'm probably going to put together a PDF of this and put it out there because there's lots of people that I know don't read my blog or listen to my podcast and so forth that might find it on DriveThruRPG. So any of your thoughts on this, comment on the blog, call in on the podcast, email, whatever. You can find my socials just about anywhere. Follow me and die with my icon. So thanks again for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com. Here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.